little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So this logic, how can connect it to the story before? So what's the whole logic?
I'm going to give you a shorter answer, probably, than you would like. But I'm going to try to answer the question.
我会给你一个稍微短一点的回答，看能不能让你能够满意啊。我尽量给你一个回答。
So the story is the story of a man who is an employee. That means he's working for somebody else.
所以这里讲到的一个人是他是一个别人为别人做工的一个管家。
And working for this other man, the boss tells him that he's going to have to fire him.
然后呢，为这个人做工的时候呢，他的老板跟他说呢，我要开除你了。
So the manager says, "All right, if I'm going to be fired, what should I do for the future?"
然后这个人会说呢，哎呦，我要被开除了，我以后该怎么办呢？
So the man did something very, very good, Sharon. He thought about his future.
这个人做了一件非常好的事情，他在思考他的未来。
Most people don't think about their future.
很多人就不思考他的未来的。
So if you go up to the man on the street, you go outside, meet somebody on 16th, say, "Excuse me, where are you going to be the day after you die?"
如果你在路上问一个人，你说，哎呀，你以后死了以后你会去哪里呢？
And most people say, "Oh, I don't worry about that."
很多人会说我才不担心呢，不想那些事儿。
How foolish!
这是很愚蠢的。
Be a terrible thing to die and not know where you're going to go.
这是一个非常糟糕的事，就我们死的时候都不知道自己要去哪里。
I used to work for a lawyer.
以前我为一个律师工作。
And a lawyer is someone who argues on behalf of another person who's got a problem.
律师就是为其他有麻烦的人呢，去替他辩护辩论的。
So I asked him the question, "Who is going to be your lawyer when you stand before God at the end of your life?"
然后我就问这个律师说，谁会成为你未来的律师，当你站在面对神的时候，审判的时候？
He said, "Well, I don't worry about that."
他说，哎呀，我才不想那些事儿。
How foolish.
这是很愚蠢的。
Okay, so this man did one thing that was very good. He thought about his future and he says, "I'd better prepare for my future."
这个人做了一件很好的事，虽然他要被解雇了，他要考虑他未来，他说我要必须为未来做些准备。
Now, he did it the wrong way.
但他做了一个不对的方式。
He went to his boss's clients.
他跑到他老板的客户那里去。
And he said, "How much do you owe my boss?"
他说，哎，这个你欠我老板多少钱？
Verse 5.
第五节。
So he called in each one of his master's debtors.
他把债主欠他主人债的一个个叫了来。
He asked the first, "How much do you owe my master?"
他问，首先问，他说，你欠我主人多少呢？问头一个。
800 gallons of olive oil, he replied.
他说一百篓油。
Then the manager said, "Take your bill, sit down quickly, and make it 400.
管家说，拿你的账，快下下，快快坐下写50。
Okay, so do we have a seat here? Very good. All right, so your name again is?
Raymond.
Very good, Raymond. Welcome to our group. So, what did the man do? He said, "Listen, you owe the master 800. You give us 400 and we'll call it even." So he wrote down the amount owing and he cheated his master.
所以他 他本来是欠一百篓油的，写了五十，他的数降下来了，所以他骗了他的主人。
Okay, and then he went to the second verse 7. How much do you owe?
他又在第七节，他又问了下一个，他说你欠了多少？
And the answer was 1,000 bushels of wheat.
然后他说呢，一百担麦子。
So he said, all right, give us 800.
然后他说呢，拿你的账，写80。
So he cheated his master again out of 200 bushels of wheat. And he'd already done it for 400 gallons of oil.
就是像刚才他把那个油减半一样，他在这里又减了20给这个人的麦子。
Was that good or bad?
这是好还是不好？
For himself, it's good. For the master is honest.
That's a very good answer. For himself, it was good. For the master, it wasn't. But for himself, it was good.
这是非常好的回答。对老板是不是好事？对他自己是个好事。
Okay. So what did this man do that was good? He prepared for the future. The reason he did that was he said, listen, if I give you a really good deal on the olive oil, then when I'm out of work tomorrow, I'm going to go to you and say, listen, I'm your friend. I want to work for you. And you'll say, oh yeah, sure, you were good to me. Yeah, you can. So, but he did. He made friends by giving away things that weren't his.
所以他是用这种方式来交朋友，虽然这东西不是他的，这样以至于呢，他在被开除以后呢，他可以到那个人那里去说，你看我以前对你很好，要不你让我在你这工作一下，或者他是用这种方式来考虑未来。
So this man did the right thing the wrong way.
所以这个人做了对的事，以不对的方式做的，用个错的方式做了一件对的事。
You and I want to do the right thing the right way.
但我们想做用对的方式做对的事情。
But what is better?
什么是更好的呢?
Is it better to do the right thing the wrong way, or to do the wrong thing the right way?
哪一样?两个哪个你去比一下,用错误的方式做对的事情和用对的方式做错误的事,哪一个更好?
Wrong way, the good thing.
The best way to do it is you want to do the right thing the right way,But if you've got to do it the wrong way, keep on doing the right thing.
所以最好当然是你做用对确正确的方式做正确的事儿。但是呢，实在你做了一件错误的方式呢，但你要做对的事情。
So, I often think of it in terms of politics.
我常常用政治来比喻这个事情。
Who are you going to vote for?
我们要选举谁呢？
You can vote for somebody who's really brilliant, who's going the wrong way, or you could vote for the village idiot, who's going the right way. Which one would you vote for?
你会有一个选择，这个政客，有一个人极其聪明，但他去的那个方向是错的。有一个人呢，就不怎么很聪明，但他去的那个方向是对的。
You'd vote for the village idiot if he were going the right way.
Yeah.
Rather than the brilliant man going the wrong way.
所以那个稍微笨一点的，但他选对方向的，好过那个聪明的，但是选错方向。
So, doesn't this pre-assume that you have to know the result a priori?
You've got to know the right way?
No, you have to know the results a priori.
Okay, and I'm not sure what you mean by that, so you've got to explain it to the rest of them too.
Oh, that means... To me, right or wrong, usually means the results.
Yes.
There's no wait for me to know the result if the idiot decided to do the right thing but has the wrong consequence.
Yes.
And then it will hurt my family. But his intent was good.
Yes, that's
right.
But
where is the crook?
Yeah.
He is very smart.
Yeah.
But whatever he did, it benefited my family.
But the question is, what is the right way and what's the wrong way?
Yeah. So, right. For me, the right way or wrong way is whatever my family would benefit.
Mm-hmm. And the real reason is whatever the Bible would say.
Yeah.
Okay? Because I don't know what's going to be good for me or my family. I don't know what's good for the nation. I'm going to vote for the man who says, I'm going to lead the Bible
Amen.
way.
Amen. 所以这个问题呢，刚才那个讨论是说， 如果我是看见政客呢，很可能他做的事情不一定对，但他对我的家有好处，哎，那我就会觉得他会很好，我才不管他这个做的事情在人看来对或不对，所以我是通过我家庭的受益程度来判别的。然后呢，Harold 说呢，这我们好与坏只有一个标准，就是他是不是按照圣经的方法来带领的。他只要是按照圣经来带领的，他就是好的；他不是按照圣经带领的，他就是不好的。
That's not my question, actually.
Okay.
If I know what is right according to the God,
yes,
I agree with it.
Yes,
but because he's an idiot,
yes,
he could end up doing something that is against God, even though his intent is good.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
There's no way of, for me.
That's right. And that's right. That's why you probably wouldn't want to vote for the idiot.
I don't know.
He didn't have any alternative.
Yes.
The idiot doesn't really know.
Right.
But as long, my assumption was the idiot did know one thing.
Okay.
He knew what the right way was.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's the reason for the question.
Yeah.
I would prefer to vote for somebody with intelligence who's going the right way.
Right.
Yeah.
所以这个是有的时候呢，是这个人的目标是对的，但是他可能不是那么聪明，那他做的事情呢，很可能跟他的目标是不一致的，到最后。但是呢，这就是跟这个故事讲的一样，就是如果我们有选择，那肯定是他的方法也对，又聪明，他的这个目标也对，路又对的，这是肯定没有问题。但是当没有这个选项的时候，那你往回退，那肯定是他的目标会好过他的方法。
So do we have a conclusion for Sharon's question?
The first question conclusion is this, that it is most important that we know where we're going and we make the right plans to get there.
所以我们第一个结论就是我们要先明白我们要去的地方是哪里，那个目标先明白，然后我们在这个基础上做正确的计划，那就是那个正确的方式。
That's most important. Then you want to say, now that I know where I'm going, I want to get there the right way.
然后你会说呢，我现在知道我要去哪，我要开始用好的正确的方式过去了。
This man was good because he thought ahead to where he was going. He didn't go about it the right way, but he did think ahead.And he was wise to plan for the future.
所以这个人的好在呢，他的确是在之前他就开始计划，他就知道他要去哪里，那个地方是他想去的，虽然他没有用一个正确的方式。
Now in your case and my case, we're probably not going to lose our job.
在我们的例子里面呢，我们生活里我们不一定会说要丢掉工作这么厉害。
But we are going to lose our life.
但是我们很可能会丢掉我们的生命。
And so we've got to be ready when we die to make sure that we got friends on the other side.
所以我们要必须准备好，当我们死的时候，我们在那一边是有朋友的。
And Jesus is our only friend who can help us on the other side.
然后耶稣是我们唯一的朋友，在那一边能够帮到我们。
And that's why we say to Jesus, all right, Jesus, if you're the only one who can help me on the other side, I better make friends with you right now.
所以我们说，哎，耶稣啊，你如果你是那边能够唯一帮到我的，我最好现在跟你成为朋友。
Okay, now verse 8 says,
然后第八节说到呢，
The master commended the dishonest manager because he acted shrewdly.
所以第八节说呢，主人就夸奖这不义的管家做事聪明。
He was thinking about himself.
他在为自己着想。
He was thinking about what is best for him.
他在想什么事情是对他最好的。
And he was thinking about what was best for his family.
他在想什么对他的家庭是最好的。
And he said, I'm going to have to do that. Didn't do it right, but at least he was trying to go in the right direction.
所以他说我现在要做这个事情，他至少我往这个对的方向要去。
All right, that's the first part of her question.
这是他的第一个部分的问题。
So does that answer the first part of your question?
有没有回答你第一个部分的问题？
Okay, good, so far so good. All right, the second part of the question is... verse 10.
然后第二个部分就是十节。
Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much.
人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心。在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义。
All right, so this man was, he was doing what was right for himself. He didn't do what was right for his boss, but he did do what was right for himself. He had enough intelligence to do what is right for himself. And so the boss said to him, or the Lord says, he's commended because he realized the implication of the future, and he took action because of what was going to happen in the future.
所以他呢，他其实已经知道了什么事对他是最好的，而且他也在这些事情上有了举动，他做了一些措施，所以主就跟他说呢，这个事情他是有忠心的。
Yeah, you can explain a bit more. Yeah.
I'm not sure how. This is a hard question.
这是个比较难的地方。
So I'm trying to think of how to answer it for you. In the business world, those of you who've been in the business world will have noticed this phenomenon.
在那个商界里面会有这样的现象。
A man who is really concerned for himself often makes a very good manager.
一个人呢，他真的很在乎他自己，天天想到是自己的事呢，他可能会是个比较好的管理者。
Because he's thinking about himself, and therefore he takes the right action for everybody.
然后呢，他一直在想自己的这个生意上的事，然后他就做这个正确的决定啊，为每一个人，他开始做正确的决定。
But some people don't care enough about themselves to get out of bed in the morning.
所以有的人呢，他其实并不是像刚才说的这个人那样那么的在乎他自己啊。
And they don't grasp the seriousness of a situation.
他并不是能够抓住这个他所在这个情况里的那个严重性。
And they don't have enough sense to look after themselves or ultimately their boss.
所以他并没有那种能力呢，去看管自己的需要，照顾自己的需要，更不用说他老板的需要。
So the man who's promoted is very often a selfish person who says, I'll look after myself, and he knows how to do that, so he's probably going to look after his boss as well.
所以那个得到提升的人呢，大概率是一个比较自私的，就是他能够看顾自己的需要比较多的，然后呢，这样的话呢，他才到最后呢，他能够站在他老板的角度，他去以他老板的角度去想问题。
So, in English, I don't know what it's like in Chinese, but in English, there's an expression not often used, but it goes like this. Does he have enough sense to come in out of the rain?
在英语里就谚语啊，我尝试着翻译，就是他有没有这样的智慧呢，去从雨里面跑出去。
Okay. Does he have enough sense to come in out of the rain?
就是对，是从雨里面逃出来嘛，就躲到房间里去嘛。
If he's very
躲雨嘛，躲下雨嘛，对。
If he's very very foolish, he'll just stand there and get wet.
对，如果他太笨了，他就会站在外面一直淋雨嘛。
So you got to have enough sense to come in out of the rain.
就是这个是一个最基本的。就是他自己的对自己需要的看顾的那个能力嘛。
This man had enough sense to protect his own future, and therefore he understood the implication of the future.
这个人呢，他其实他是想到了他自己的未来，所以他尝试着去保护他自己的未来。
That's the overriding theme. You've got to look at the future and prepare for the future.
所以这就是他想讲的，你要看见你的未来，所以你要想方设法去保证你的未来。
And if you've got enough sense to come in out of the rain, you'll probably have enough sense to bring your boss's equipment in out of the rain.
所以当你有这样的基础的基本的这个能力，你从雨里面自己逃进来，那你也同样的能够把老板的仪器从雨里搬进来，这个是一样的，对。
Okay, so my friend was a carpenter building a building.
所以我有个朋友是一个做房子的木匠。
And he had some people working for him.
他就雇了一些人。
And they didn't even have enough responsibility to bring his equipment in on Friday afternoon. They left it out in the snow and for the robbers all weekend. They didn't even bring it in.
他的那些雇的人呢，就没有这样的能力和想法，就整个周五晚上他就下了班就把他的仪器都丢在外面，然后什么下雪啊或者被偷啊什么，他们也没在意。
And he said they didn't care about their own future, and they certainly didn't care about his future.
所以这些人他不在乎他自己的未来，他也不会在乎老板的这些东西的未来。
So he was, the Lord is saying, if you're faithful in a little, you'll be faithful in more. This man at least said to the other fellow, give us half, give us 80% of what you were owed. He got some money for his boss.
对，所以这里说到呢，你在小事上忠心呢，在大事上忠心。这个人他会他至少帮老板呢从债主那边取回了一点东西来，80也好，60也好。
And he was faithful at least to himself, so that he could be faithful to others.
然后呢，他对自己也是想到了自己的需要啊，就他未来的这个需要。所以他既然这样呢，他也会想到在未来想到别人的需要。
So the master realized the temporarily the man can make him lost something, but automatically they can benefit from the man.
Well, the man because he was focusing on the future has potential.
But temporarily,
yes, that's
the
right.
Master lost,
yeah, the master lost a little bit, but he was at least going in the right direction. Yeah. I'm just trying to think of another illustration for you. Here's heaven.
我们再换一个角度来讲，这是天堂。
Okay. Now, the Lord Jesus says, if you believe me, I'll take you there.
耶稣说呢，你如果相信我呢，我就把你带上去。
If you don't have, can I use the blunt phrase? If you don't have enough sense to go there yourself, then you got a big problem.
然后我用一个相对比较大胆的词，就如果你连这个基本的这个需要或者感受你都没有，你觉得你不需要到那里去，那就是个大麻烦。你就觉得你不需要，你不想到那里去。就像你在雨里面不想进来。
If, in fact, you do have enough sense to go there yourself, God can do something with you. But if you don't have enough sense to go yourself, He can't do anything with you.
对，所以只要我们还有这个想法，我需要到那里去，上帝总是有办法来帮助我们。但是你连这个基本的需要你都没有，那上帝就
Let me tell you about my friend Ron.
我给你们讲一个我朋友的故事。
Ron often comes to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel to preach.
他经常会来我们这里讲道哈。
Ron was just a little boy.
Ron 那时候只是个小孩子。
I think he says often that he had 3 mothers and 4 fathers.
他说他有三个妈妈，四个爸爸。
Okay. He was bounced from home to home to home as a boy. He was bad.
他非常坏啊，可能他就是从一家跑到另一家，跑来跑去的。
When I knew him as a little boy, he was bad.
我认识他在小孩子的时候，他是个比较坏的孩子。
And he used to go to the Bible camp that we went to up on Anvil Island.
然后他有一次去那个圣经的那个 camp 啊，在那个岛上。
When he was there, he was always doing bad things.
那在那里的时候，他总是做坏事情。
They used to have a bell that they would ring to wake everybody up in the morning.
那里有一个大的铃，可以去让每个人在早晨能够醒哈，就像闹钟一样。
He would get up in the middle of the night.
然后他会半夜爬起来。
Maybe 4 o'clock.
He'd get up in the middle of the night and he'd take the ringer out of the bell.
Oh,
so that in the morning they would ring the bell and nothing would happen.
Oh, 他会半夜爬起来，他把那个铃里面的那个舌头啊，偷偷的拿走，然后第二天早晨的老师要去摇铃的时候，摇半天啥也没有。
And everybody would laugh.
然后每个人就会笑。
He kept doing all kinds of bad things.
他是一直做这种不好的事情。
But they told him at camp that if you don't trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you don't go to heaven.
但是他们在老师在那个这个 camp 的课上说呢，你若不相信依靠耶稣基督呢，你就不能去天堂。
And so he said, I want to become a Christian.
他说的哦，我想成为一个基督徒。
And I think the other people said, "Oh, not you."
然后其他人会说，哦，这肯定不是你了，你肯定不像。
You would make a good Christian.
你不会是个好的基督徒啊。
But he wanted what God wanted.
但是他想要的正是上帝要的。
And he became an outstanding man of God.
他后来就成为一个神大能的仆人。
Okay. Because he realized that you've got to go to heaven. You've got to go to heaven. You don't go to heaven, you go to hell. That's what the rest of chapter 16 is all about. You've got to go to heaven.
因为他意识到你要想要去天堂，你总是要去天堂，最后会去。但是如果你根本不想去，那最后只能去地狱。这就后来16章后半段讲的。
So he was faithful.In the little thing of saying, I want to go to heaven. He wasn't faithful in obeying the people at camp. He did all kinds of things that were wrong. But he did say, I want to go to heaven. God took him and made him a great man of God in many areas.
所以他只在一个很小的事情上有忠心，就是我就是要上帝所要的。他在其他事情上谈真的谈不上忠心，他做坏事，他在那个 camp 里面做了一堆集体不靠谱的事，所以他不是一个在当时就是凡事都有忠心的，但是就这么一点上帝就能够把他变成特别大能的勇士和仆人，在很之后的很多年里面。
Okay, so I think the conclusion is God has given you something, use it for God.
结论就是，当上帝给了你一些事情东西呢，你就用起它来，为了神的益处用起它。
And the future is heaven or hell? Well, choose heaven then. That's not a hard decision to make.
如果未来是天堂或者地狱，那总是选天堂，这不是个很难的选择。
All right, Sharon, that doesn't answer all the questions that you could have, but.It's beginning to point you in the right direction.
对，我相信这个很可能不一定能回答你全部的疑问，但是能帮助你去到一个正确的方向来看这些经文，一个角度，正确的角度。
All right. So we're gonna hold that question there, and we're gonna go now to Kara's question. See what we've got there.
看看 Kara 的。
You go ahead.
So what's the difference between